Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have ESET researcher Ari Goretzky. Hi, Ari. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me today.
So recently, Verizon released their investigative report that looks at data breaches over the past year. Can you tell us, I guess, a little bit more about this report?
Certainly. Verizon is, of course, a huge corporation. What many people don't realize is that in addition to their other communications activities, they're also responsible for monitoring and securing those networks for their customers. And that gives them a tremendous amount of insight into the data breaches that occur since, well, they're monitoring the wires that those go over. This year, one of the surprise findings from their data breach report was that hacktivists were responsible for a large percentage of the records that were stolen from customers.
So I guess, what does that mean for those of us who don't know, like an hacktivist targeting these organizations specifically, or...
It seems that that could very well be that. On the other hand, the attacks that were being used, especially by the hacktivists, were not necessarily the most sophisticated ones. They were simple ones, trying old exploits, using simple passwords. And what's surprising is that in many cases, those worked.
And it's interesting, too, because I know they mentioned this year that there was, you know, or we should say 2011, that there was, you know, 855 data breaches across, you know, 174 million stolen records, which is the second highest data loss that they've seen since 2004. And do you think this is one of the key reasons for that, or why are we seeing, I guess, more data breaches? Or do you think that companies are less concerned about reporting a breach?
Well, I don't necessarily think that it is less important to those companies. It's a rise in activity, possibly attributable to the fact that we've seen more data breaches in the news in the preceding 12 months, 24 months, and that just may be something that is more of interest to attackers, whether they be professional organized criminals or hacktivists.
And I guess it seems like the total cost, though, from what I'm seeing with the Ponemon Institute report around this as well, is that the total cost of a data breach dropped to about $5.5 million from just around $7 million a year earlier. Do you have any thought as to why the cost per breach might have dropped?
Well, as with anything that you practice, you tend to get better at it. And I would say that in some part, as organizations have come to terms with data breaches, there's been a little bit of a cost saving or optimization. They already have plans in place. They know what to do, how to handle things from a technical side, from a public relations side, from a legal and compliance side. So they've probably just learned better how to handle those aspects of the breach.
Oh, interesting. And I guess as you were mentioning, you know, the hacktivists and these activist groups that we've seen over 2011 played a role in this as well. And do you think we're going to continue to see that through 2012 as well?
We very well may see that. Recently, one of the larger hacktivist groups had its leader arrested, and there was some question about whether he may or may not have been acting as an informant for the FBI. However, that while there's been a little drop in activity recently, we're already seeing things pick up again. So I have the feeling that hacktivism may become kind of the new normal for the attacks that we're going to see in the future.
And obviously, organized crime continues to play the main role. So I assume anytime there's money involved, you know, that's when we're going to see activity as well. So I can assume that in 2011, we'll probably continue to see more of that.
That is completely correct. While hacktivism does play a large role in record compromising, the majority of the reason that this still occurs is for criminal activity. People wanting to benefit financially from these criminal actions. And that is something that is not going to change.
Well, Ari, as always, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us about this topic. If you have any additional questions for Ari or another member of the ESET research team, feel free to email them at askeset@eset.com. You can also follow and like ESET on Facebook for the latest news. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.